Simon Reish Hei Birchos Yiraka is the bracha we make on vegetables. So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph says Al Yiraka is Mevarech Bar Pri Adama, quoting the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, that you make a hadama on Yiraka is on vegetables. Afilu Bishlam, even if your person cooked, we'll call it a carrot. Let's say you took a carrot and you cooked it. V'chein Kol Peiros V'kidneis, any fruit or beans. Shataiv and Chayin Muvisham that are good and enjoyed both when they are raw and cooked. The halach is mevarach leim achav bishulam kebrachas and reilahem koedim shabisha, whatever bracha it was before, it retains that bracha, and therefore it would still be a hadama. If it was a fruit that is still good, it would also be ha'et. Avokar of a silk of kruv, we have a cabbage and a gourd. Kar is gourd, silk is beets, kruv is cabbage. Chayot men shetoyim muvasham yosim mechayim, that it's much better when it's cooked than if it would be eaten as raw. So then kashem chayim, when it's raw, mevarach shahakol, because that's not the ultimate pleasure of this item. Olacha bishulam, once it's cooked, you make a bar pri adama. The tume, pirish shuman, garlic, bakarti, and leek. Kashim chayim bar pri adama. People would enjoy it when it was raw. We'll see, obviously today it would be different. Lachar shabishlam, shahakal, then it will be a shahakal. There are certain vegetables that are like that, that if a person would cook lettuce, for example, so they would make a shahakal on a cooked lettuce. The mechashvei nishtan legrusa, in this case, let's consider that it changed for the worse. Afilu bishlam and basar v'neshtabchu, even if you cooked it with meat and it got better and it tastes better now, in a shevach mitzat atzman, the lettuce doesn't taste better from its own cooking, ela machmas habasar shebehem, and therefore it will still be a shahakol. So a very practical halacha here. So we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah explains it, bringing it to his times, and obviously we'll comment on the various foods in our times. Afilu bishlo mishnah berurah sif katan aleph omari shetovim lechol bin chayim bin mushalom ukidim misayim achar kach gabi peiros v'kidneis. We must be in a situation where it's good both raw and cooked. V'kidneis and beans davka sh'ochlem b'odim lachem, that people eat it while still moist. Av kidneis for polynovation, which we are accustomed to, dry beans ain't davka sh'ochlem lechol chayim bin mushalom, only eat it cooked. In fact, it's not edible, and halachically, let's say on Shabbos, it will be considered muksa if you have raw beans or raw barley. You make a shahakol. One could argue that you don't make any bracha. It's not considered a normal food. They enjoy it cooked, and they enjoy it better than raw. Even if it's still good, since it is preferable to eat it when it's cooked, so then you would make a shahakal when it's raw, even though people eat it when it's raw. People eat it both when it's cooked and when it's raw, for, let's say, carrots. So then, you would make a bar piradama on carrots. Once it's cooked, so then, if it tastes better, you'd make a hadama. If it's kavush, is pickled, or meluchim, or brined, people eat, let's say, onions. Onions would go from shahakal, when you have brined onions with herring, so that would be a hadama. Even when it's raw, it would be a shahakal. But when you cook it, it will be a bar pri adama. Salatin, which is a lettuce, ma'ariv im shemen v'chaymetz, when you mix it together with oil and vinegar, salad, bar pri adama, af b'chayin, when it's raw. V'chozik ishla ochon teichasuda, that's talking about when you didn't eat it teichasuda. V'moichah, salatin and basar, nasa tafla basar, let's say you had a cabbage, a stuffed cabbage, you would make a shahakal. On the stuffed cabbage, would be tafel to the basar. Kishim chayim bar pri adama, kosav achon medavka b'shumen rakim. We're talking about soft garlic, which is edible raw. Da'al is derech b'neodim l'ochon chayin. Aval shumen she his skinu shim charif ma'oid, which is our garlic, which is davar charif. The Mishnah Berurah alludes to this in Hilchas Yerodeh. They have this concept of davar charif. Vein ha'ra l'ochon chay, b'lay pas. Nobody eats it raw. So im achle mevarach shahakal, you make a shahakal on raw garlic. B'chim b'vatzalim, dina hachi, this thing would apply to onions. Dim ochon rakim. If it's a soft onion, you make adama. V'hizkinu, once they get aged, then they lose that softness. It's a hard, raw onion, the way we understand onions. Then it will be a shahakal. I'm sure. Chuvah shematay lemon that feel rakim in var bar adama rakim medina shederach. Lacham rakim bley pass. Even to eat a raw onion when it's soft, still you will not make a hadama, unless in our times where people don't eat it on its own, unless they're eating it with crackers or the like. I'm gonna say the shalom in there. Lacham shum and v'tzalam chayim. Which I would say is today's times as well. you would make a shahakal on raw onions. Zechim tzadid nishmas adon levar shahakal. Vayin shem oyv shari tshuva shkasa the move shalom. If it's cooked onions bein shumun uvel tzalam rakin bein sheskinu la'olam in mevarach la shahakal filo bishlon and basar. Even if you cooked it with meat, you would only make a shahakal. We'll see in two sifim in the Mishavura, he will say that if you cook the onions so that the onions have a better taste, let's say fried onions, one could debate regarding herring. People enjoy that the onion as well. It's not simply there to spice the herring. So the onion is something that people eat. So l'chare, everybody would agree that you would make hadama on that herring. Or Balski Zatzal used to make hadama on herring, on the onions on the in the herring. So that's a maisa rav. And the nafkamina would be, let's say a person cooked a roast, and in the roast they put some garlic cubes and some onion. According to this Mishabura, even with that comment in Sivkot and Zion that we'll see, you would not make a shahakal, you'd not make a hadama on the onions or garlic. You would make a shahakal on that because that was not being done for the garlic. That was simply there to spice the meat. Sivkot and Vav, d'mechashvei nishtana l'griusa. Cooked onions, next, when you cook the onions, so this that I just mentioned a minute ago, that's when you cook it with in water. You're actually making an onion dish, an onion sauce, fried onions. So then you cooked it for a very long time, and now it tastes much better. Okay, let's say you cooked vegetables with meat. You fried it. You want to eat both the meat and the vegetables. You made a pepper steak. So you have peppers and meat. So let's say you put items in there that don't taste so good when you fry it up, but now it's fried up with meat, it tastes good. You would still make a hadama. The case of the machaber regarding garlic, that's when you didn't put it there to eat the garlic, you simply put it there to give flavor to the basar. It also got flavor and it became better. Because it only became good through the meat, and you didn't have in mind to really eat this. It was simply there to spice the meat. You fried onions in oil or butter. This is the ikar. I'm trying to eat fried onions. And in that case, you would, in fact, make a hadama.